95.7, 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Monsignor Kenny Gym at Lake Michigan Catholic. It is Lake Michigan Catholic and Countryside Academy, the girls boys doubleheader on WSJM Sports. Countryside Academy in their road blue uniforms trimmed in white. Lake Michigan Catholic in the home white uniforms trimmed in gold and blue. Emily Lage will jump for Lake Michigan Catholic. Emily Jonas will jump for Countryside Academy. Opening tip taken by Catholic, and that tip is taken by Maggie Tidy, and Tidy will drive the lane, lay it up and good. And Lake Michigan Catholic takes the early 2-0 lead. Countryside over the timeline. Turnover as they travel with it, getting up over the timeline. Nice defense by Catholic's Caroline Mayota. And the turnover is going to give it back to the Lakers. Nario will toss it in along the near sideline in the backcourt, right in front of the Catholic bench. Get it out to Mayota. Caroline dribbling out high. She's picked up by Jenkins defensively. Pass to the right side of the lane. Tipped away by Clayton. Loose ball fought for, and we are going to have a jump ball. The alternate possession is going to give it to Countryside. Lake Michigan Catholic, the early 2-0 lead. Countryside Academy, the basketball, the inbound uncontested. Catholic back into their half-court defense. Delasia Jenkins to bring it down the left side for the Cougars. Picked up defensively by Mayota to pick up the dribble. Looks for an outlet pass. Right wing, she finds Washington. Wynesha drives it along the baseline, lays it up, and it is in and out, no good. Rebound comes out to Catholic. Tidy will outlet down the right side to Mayota. Caroline will look to lay it up, no good, but she's fouled on the way up. Looks like the Countryside foul is on Talasia Jenkins. Talasia, her first, team's first. Caroline Mayota at the free throw line to shoot two for Lake Michigan Catholic. The first one is good. One more coming up for the senior. On the dead ball, substitution for Countryside. Jalicia Hughes will check in for the first time. Mayota's second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. And a loose ball rebound comes out to Countryside Academy. Pullen gets it to Washington. Wynesha to Pullen at the free throw line. Drives the right side of the lane, loses it on the floor, tracks it down. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Countryside Academy. He will go to Lake Michigan Catholic. Early on first quarter, 6:48 to go in quarter number one. Lake Michigan Catholic 3, Countryside Academy nothing. Elena Prose will jog it up over the timeline for the Lakers. Prose in between the circles. Tenario, left wing. Nice pass down low to Tidy. She'll lay it up. Rolls out, no good. And the rebound to Countryside and Tori Clayton. Washington, toss it right side. Deep three-point jumper, no good. For Hughes, battle for the loose ball rebound. And it is out of bounds off of Countryside Academy. It'll go to LMC. Another substitution for Countryside Academy. Talasia Jenkins will re-enter the lineup. Tori Clayton will check out. Countryside already back into their half-court defense. Mayota to walk it up over the timeline. Tenario top of the key, pass it down low. Again, there's Tidy, and she'll lay it up and good. Maggie Tidy's got 4 points, and it's a 5-0 Lake Michigan Catholic lead. And Countryside Academy will lose it out of bounds on the inbound pass. And it turns it over to Lake Michigan Catholic. The Lakers to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. I think there's going to be an inbound violation on Countryside Academy. Too close to the end line. Catholic again to inbound along the baseline of the offensive end. Bounce it down low to Tidy, and she'll lay it up and good. Just like that, Maggie Tidy's got 6 points. 7-0 is the Lake Michigan Catholic lead. Full court pressure. Cougars will break it. Here's Jenkins. Drive it left side of the lane. Look to lay it up, and a blocking foul on Catholic as Talasia was making her way down the left side of the lane. Lake Michigan Catholic fouls on Caroline Mayota. That's her first. Team's first. Countryside will inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. Toss it along the near sideline in front of the Catholic bench. Jenkins with it. Steps on the sideline out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to Catholic. Lakers up 7-0 with the basketball. 5:45 to go in the opening quarter. Pros to the free throw line. We'll toss it to Maggie Tidy along the baseline, and she will step out of bounds, trying to get around the defender, and the turnover is going to give it back to Countryside Academy. So the Cougars will inbound along the baseline in the backcourt. That'll be uncontested as Catholics already back into their half-court defense. Talasia Jenkins to walk it up over the timeline. She brings it left side. She's picked up defensively by Miota. Toss it to the top of the key. Pullen wants to drive. Picked up by Emily Lades defensively. Now into the corner right side. Washington thought about a three, but then Wynesha pulls it down. Now she'll drive the baseline, lay it up. That's no good. Rebound comes out to Lake Michigan Catholic. Miota into the offensive end. Pros drives the right side of the lane. Dumps it down low to Lades. Emily will lay it up and good. And we've got a timeout, Countryside Academy. We'll step aside. 5:03 to go, first quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic 9, Countryside Academy nothing. On 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Zilke Homes and Improvement. Zilke Homes and Improvement in Bridgeman is your local Kohler showroom, where you'll find the complete package from design, quality products, and installation services. We coordinate your entire project from start to finish. Stop by our showroom Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and let's get planning your bathroom, shower, or kitchen remodel project today. You've waited long enough for this. Now's the time to just do it. Stop in today.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
After the Countryside Academy timeout, 5:03 to go, first quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic on a 9-0 run to begin the ball game. LMC 9, Countryside Academy nothing, and the Cougars from Countryside with the basketball. Talasia Jenkins will toss it into the corner left side. Here's Washington. Wynesha, no shot there. Looks to outlet along the near sideline. It's knocked out of bounds off Catholic. It will stay with Countryside along that near sideline in the offensive end, near the left corner. Wynesha Washington to toss it in. She'll get it left wing to Emily Jonas. Jonas in some traffic, dribbles away from it to the free throw line, loses it on the floor. Scramble for the loose ball. It's picked up by Countryside. We've got a foul on Catholic. Going for the loose ball. LMC fouls on Caroline Miota. Caroline, that's her second personal foul. That's the team's second. Joe Jarvie's going to go to the bench on the dead ball. Grace Stockdale will check in for the first time tonight. Countryside will inbound along the baseline in the offensive end to the left of their own bucket. We'll find Jenkins in the corner left side. Picked up defensively by Adriana Nario. Jenkins goes left side into the corner. Washington, three-point jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, follow-up, that's no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Catholic. Lage down the left side, finds an opening, will drive the baseline left side, lay it up, it rolls out, no good. Loose ball rebound, we've got a foul on Catholic. It's going to be an Elena Pros going for the steal. Elena with her first, and the team's third. 4:11 to go, first quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic leads it 9-0. Countryside Academy, the basketball. Jenkins out high. She's picked up by Pros defensively in between the circles. Brings it left side. Looks to drive from the free throw line. Leaning jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound put back up. That rolls out, no good. Rebound again put back up by Countryside, no good. Rebound this time pulled down by Lake Michigan Catholic. Into the offensive end. Pros down the left side of the lane will lay it high off the glass, and she got it. Elena Pros has got two. And that's an 11-0 Lake Michigan Catholic lead. 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Jenkins inside the midcourt circle. Behind the back dribble as he brings it to the top of the key, picked up by Pros defensively. Works off a screen. Right wing, deep three-point jumper. Good! Off balance, three-point jumper. Talasia Jenkins gives Countryside their first bucket tonight. 11-3. Catholic the lead in the basketball, and the Lakers will lose it out of bounds along the far sideline on the offensive end. Turnover gives it back to Countryside on the dead ball. Another substitution for Joe Jarvie and the Lakers. Hayden Starr will check in for the first time tonight. Jenkins inside the midcourt circle, picks up the dribble. Picked up by Pros defensively, looking for an outlet. Right wing, she finds Hughes. Back to Jenkins, to the left wing, loses it on the floor, gets it back. Nice job keeping the dribble. Give and go along the left side of the baseline, and lost out of bounds. Last touch by Catholic. It will stay with Countryside. Well, Anisha Washington will throw it in along the baseline of the offensive end. To the left of the Cougar bucket. Get it to Jenkins, tipped away out of bounds off of Catholic. It will stay with Countryside. 2:46 to go, opening quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic up 11-3. Hughes to toss it in along the baseline of the offensive end near the left corner. We'll get it to Jonas, left side of the lane. Leaves it off for Jenkins, just on top of the arc. Two-point jumper, no good. And the rebound, Nario for Lake Michigan Catholic. Adriana dribbles out of traffic. Get it to Pros, left side of the lane, Lage. Emily will lay it up, and she got it. Emily Lage with 4 points. Lake Michigan Catholic up 13-3. 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic and Countryside Academy. Here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. Jenkins in between the circles for the Cougars. Along the baseline, Hughes drives it in, lays it up, no good. Rebound, Jonas, she'll put it back up. That's deflected, and the loose ball is out of bounds. It is off of Catholic. It's going to stay with Countryside Academy. Hughes to toss it in. On the left of the, take that back, Washington to toss it in. Along the baseline to the left of the bucket. Lost on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Emily Lage. She's got a breakaway down the left side of the lane. Lays it up and good. Emily Lage, the steal and the finish. She's got 6. 15-3 is the Catholic lead. Their biggest advantage of the quarter so far. Coming up on a minute 45 to go in the opening quarter. Jenkins, top of the key. Picked up by Pros defensively. Dribbles it to the left wing. Countryside Academy, the basketball. They trail it by 12. Lob pass to the top of the key, intercepted by Lage. We'll get it to Pros down the right side of the lane, and she'll lay it up and good. Elena Pros has got 4 points, and the Lakers now up by 14. Minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. Girls portion of our girls-boys double hitter here on WSJM Sports. Jenkins at the top of the key. Tanasia will go left side. Looks to back in. She's denied. Leaves it off for Wynesha Washington. Washington. Back to Jenkins, goes baseline left side. She's hemmed in too far, get it into the right wing. Three-point jumper is no good for Jalicia Hughes, and the rebound out of bounds off of Countryside Academy. It will go to Lake Michigan Catholic. A couple substitutions. First of all, for Lake Michigan Catholic, Maggie Tidy will check in. For Countryside Academy, Phoenix Pryor will check in for the first time tonight. Catholic to basketball. Tidy has it in the right wing. Picked up by Jenkins defensively. Bounces it right side of the lane. Nice job defensively by Countryside to steal it away. Nice job by Washington to snatch it. Outlet pass and stolen away by Catholic. And then a double dribble on the Lakers. Turnover is going to give it back to Countryside. Countryside Academy to inbound near midcourt along the near sideline. 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic leads it 17-3. Wynesha Washington to trigger it in. She gets it to Jenkins. Talasia, standing inside the midcourt circle, has the dribble one-on-one against Elena Pros. Lob it along the baseline, nobody home, and thrown out of bounds, and the turnover is going to give it back to Lake Michigan Catholic. The Lakers to inbound in the backcourt, uncontested. Tidy. Top of the key, Lage. Emily looking for an outlet. Leaves it off for Pros. Elena turns, looks down low. There's nobody open. 15 seconds to go. Pass out high, almost stolen away. But nice job by Hayden Starr to pick it up. And then Countryside with the steal. Three-point jumper top of the key is good for Cecilia Hughes. 1 second to go, and that is going to do it for the first quarter of play. We may have a free throw before the quarter ends. There was a foul on it. There are not going to be any free throws. I don't think it was on the shot, but let's see. It is a foul on Countryside Academy. It's on Talasia Jenkins, her second, team second. That does it for, well, now they're going to say there is a free throw. Let's see. They are going to send Lake Michigan Catholic to, oh, the foul with 3 seconds to go. I don't know if it was 3 seconds. May have been 3/10 of a second. They're going to put 3 seconds on the clock. Lake Michigan Catholic to inbound at midcourt along the near sideline. I know that foul took place with around a second to go. There should probably be 0.3 seconds, not 3 seconds on the clock. And now there you go, 0.3. So Lake Michigan Catholic will toss it in for the most part, and the clock will run out. And it's tipped away, and that does it for the first quarter. We'll take a break. Score after one is Lake Michigan Catholic 17, Countryside Academy 6, a 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda. I know your businessmen are hard, working hard every day, and maybe you haven't thought about tax time. Well, it's coming, and you might just check with your CPA. There might be advantages to buying a vehicle in this tax year. I'm not a tax man, but I think it's worth investigating. And if you decide to do that, maybe you should look for a vehicle and not wait till maybe after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. Right now, the inventory is great. You might want something special. It might be too late to find it in this tax year. So think about what you'd like to see. Bye now.
Get what you want, what you really, really want, for just $5. It's the $5 lineup from Pizza Hut. Choose from a lineup of your favorite Pizza Hut menu items for just $5 each when you get two or more. Your Pizza Hut favorites, like a medium one-topping pizza, double your order of breadsticks, 8 bone-out wings, single pan of pasta, or even the new Cinnabon mini rolls are just $5 when you order two or more. It's the Pizza Hut $5 lineup, so you get what you want, what you really, really want. Check it out today from Pizza Hut.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back in Monsignor Kenny Gym at Lake Michigan Catholic High School. We played one in this BCS White Division matchup, the girls' portion of our girls-boys doubleheader. It's Lake Michigan Catholic 17, Countryside Academy 6. Lake Michigan Catholic has the basketball to begin the second quarter on the alternate possession. And a pass down low is intercepted by Countryside Academy. And here come the Cougars, trailing it by 11, just underway in the second quarter. Three-point jumper, Jenkins, top of the key, no good. Loose ball rebound will come out to Lake Michigan Catholic. Lakers looking to push the Countryside back quickly on defense. Iota up over the timeline. We'll get it to Stockdale. Back along the baseline, Iota, right side of the lane, lays it up and good. Caroline Iota's got 3 points. Grace Stockdale with the assist. It's 19-6, Lake Michigan Catholic. 13-point advantage for the Lakers. Countryside Academy up over the timeline. They'll lose it on the floor. Loose ball picked up by Catholic. Now here's Emily Lage from the left side. She'll drive it in, lay it up, no good, but a foul on the shot. And Emily's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Foul on Countryside Academy. It's on Carolina Pullen, her first, team's third. Emily's first free throw is good. One more free throw coming up for Lage. She's one of one from the free throw line, her first trip to the charity stripe. Second free throw coming up for Lage. Off the front of the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound comes out to Emily Lage. Bounce it down low. Turnaround jumper is up and no good for Hayden Starr, but a foul on the shot. And the Countryside foul is on Carolina Pullen, her second, team's fourth. At the free throw line for Catholic to shoot two, Hayden Starr. First one, no good. One more coming up for the junior. Before the second free throw, substitution for the Lakers. Adrian Anario will re-under the lineup for Coach Joe Jarvie. Second free throw is good for Hayden Starr. She's one of two from the free throw line. Her first point, 21-6, is the Catholic lead. Countryside Academy, the basketball. A little more than a minute gone here in the second quarter at Monsignor Kenny Gym in Lake Michigan Catholic. Jenkins, free throw line extended. Left side will get it into the right wing to Hughes. Chalicia, get it back to Jenkins. Talasia dribbling in between the circles, lobs it right side of the lane. She finds Emily Jonas. Jonas, back around the perimeter. Here's Jenkins in between the circles. Countryside doing a nice job tossing it around the perimeter, trying to get Catholic out of this zone defense. Jenkins finds an opening, pull-up jumper, left side of the lane, bounces off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound loose on the floor, tracked down by Countryside. Outlet pass, lost on the floor, tracked back down by Countryside. Leave it off for Jenkins. Talasia into the corner left side. Three-point jumper is no good for Wynesha Washington. And rebound, we're going to have a jump ball. The alternate possession is going to keep it with Countryside Academy down low in the offensive end. 5:54 to go, second quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic up 21-6. Washington to toss it in along the baseline. She'll get it to Jonas. Emily bounces it to Washington. Now right wing, it comes to Hughes. Three-point jumper, tries to bank it in, no good. Rebound put back up, that's no good. Rebound now loose on the floor, tracked down by Catholic. There's Hayden Starr. She has it in between the circles. Looks along the baseline, nothing there. We'll leave it off for Maggie Tidy. Tidy back to Starr on the box right side. We'll look to lay it up, no good, but she's fouled. No, they say it traveled before the foul. Traveling will give it back to Countryside Academy. Elena Prose will re-enter the lineup for Lake Michigan Catholic on the dead ball. Phoenix Pryor will re-enter the lineup for Countryside. Under 5.5 minutes to go in the half. Lake Michigan Catholic leads it 21-6. Law pass to the free throw line, stolen away by Elena Prose. 3-on-1 for Catholic. Prose will take it all the way in, lay it up and good. Elena Prose with the steal and the finish. She's got six. 23-6 is the Catholic lead. 5 minutes to go till halftime. Jenkins with it out high. Deep three-point jumper. Got it. Banked it in. Talasia Jenkins with 6 points on the night. 23-9 is the Catholic lead. Along the right side of the lane, pass intended for Nario, loses it out of bounds, and the turnover will give it back to Countryside. Cougars the basketball, they trail it 23-9. 4:40 to go till halftime. Talasia Jenkins, top of the key. Toss it left side, Washington. Wynesha looks down low, there's nothing there. She's picked up by Nario defensively, keeps the dribble. Now to Jenkins, left side of the lane. Pull-up jumper is good. Talasia Jenkins having a nice night for Countryside Academy. Quickly at the other end, here's Lake Michigan Catholic. Emily Lage, left side of the lane. Lays it up with the left hand and good. 9 points for Emily Lage. 25-11, Catholic the lead. Countryside Academy the basketball. 4 minutes to go in the half. Jenkins out high, goes left side of the lane, lays it up, no good. And the rebound is out of bounds off of Countryside Academy. It goes to Lake Michigan Catholic. High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store, offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgeman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Lake Michigan Catholic to basketball, they lead it 25-11. Over the timeline is Mayota to Prose, loses it on the floor, picked up by Mayota, dump it down low, and a short jumper is up and good for Maggie Tidy. Tidy's got eight. 27-11 is the Catholic lead. Countryside Academy the basketball, 3:25 till halftime. Jenkins has it in between the circles. Picked up by Mayota defensively, picks up the dribble, needs to find an outlet, and it's stolen away by Emily Lage. Lage will drive it in, lay it up, rolls out, no good. And the rebound, Countryside Academy. Emily Jonas. Get it to Jenkins. Jenkins one-on-one against Mayota, brings it to the left side, loses it on the floor, and we've got a foul on Countryside. Going for the steal. It's on Jenkins trying to get it back. Talasia will pick up her third personal foul. Team's fifth. She can ill afford to pick up foul number four. She has been the offense for Countryside tonight. She's got eight of the 11 points for the Cougars. Carolina Deneau will check in for the first time tonight for Countryside on the dead ball. Lake Michigan Catholic, the basketball on the offensive end. Give and go, Nerio down low, right side of the lane. Short jumper, no good. Rebound to Countryside Academy. And a travel on the outlet pass. It's going to give it back to Lake Michigan Catholic. Another substitution for the Cougars. Torrey Clayton will re-enter the lineup. Coming up on 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Lake Michigan Catholic with the basketball. They lead it by 16. Give and go along the baseline left side. Caroline Mayota will lay it up and good. Mayota's got 5 and it's 29-11. Lake Michigan Catholic, their biggest advantage of the night thus far. From the free throw line, leaning jumper, Wynesha Washington for Countryside Academy is good. Wynesha, her first bucket tonight. It's 29-13 Catholic. 2:15 to go in the half. Prose has it at the top of the key. Goes to Tidy, splits a couple of defenders, drives it in, lays it off the glass, rolls out, no good. Battle for the rebound to Lage. Emily will lay it up. That bounces out, no good. And the rebound, Carolyn Deneau for Countryside Academy. Toss it right side to Deneau. Now at the top of the key, Washington dribbles it to the right side, picked up by Prose defensively, picks up the dribble, bounce it right side of the lane. It's intercepted by Emily Lage. Lage down the left side of the lane. She'll bounce it down low, and layup is in and out, no good. Put back up is good for Caroline Mayota. Mayota the miss, but she followed her shot, got it back up and in. She's got 7 points. 31-13, Catholic the lead. Countryside Academy the basketball, a minute 25 to go in the half. Pass to the right side of the lane is tipped away. Loose ball picked up by Adriana Nerio. Nerio to the offensive end to Prose. Ball tipped away, but it's picked up by Tidy. Baseline jumper right side of the lane, no good. Gets her own rebound to the free throw line. Nerio jumper is off the back of the rim, no good. Tidy with the rebound. Now loses it on the floor, and the loose ball picked up by Countryside Academy. 1 minute to go in the half. Catholic up 31-13. Countryside with the basketball. Pass left side, Torrey Clayton, and double dribble. Turnover is going to give it back to Lake Michigan Catholic. Lakers will inbound along the near sideline of the backcourt in front of their own bench. On the dead ball, Chalicia Hughes will check in once again for the Cougars. Mayota brings it right side, finds an opening, drives right side of the lane, lays it off the glass, and she got it. Nice move down the right side of the line by Caroline Mayota. She's got 8 points in the quarter, 9 on the night, 33-13. Catholic up, Countryside the basketball, 30 seconds to go in the half. Washington brings it right side for the Cougars, looks to drive baseline. She'll lay it up, no good, and the loose ball rebound comes out to Nerio. DeProse, Elena down the left sideline. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. Mayota from the right wing. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound Prose put back up. That rolls out, no good. Rebound will come out to Countryside. Outlight to Hughes. Hughes will get it to Clayton. Now to Washington. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that is going to do it for the half. We've played two here at Monsignor Kenny Gym in Lake Michigan Catholic. The girls' portion of our girls-boys doubleheader will take a break. Score after two, Lake Michigan Catholic 33, Countryside Academy 13 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm finally telling everyone, we're expecting baby number two, and there's no way we can stay in this apartment. So Mike and I are buying a house. We found one with a big backyard and got a mortgage loan with Edgewater Bank. Turns out they have a dozen mortgage loan options, so we got one that's just right for us. And Edgewater Bank makes loan decisions locally, so everything's been fast and smooth. I'm telling you, if you need a mortgage loan, go to your real local bank, Edgewater Bank. They're an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
If you're an electrician with 5 years experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program, health benefits, got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, 3 pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future. As you wish loved ones warm wishes during this merry season, City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning also wishes warm holiday cheer to you and families all over Michigan's great Southwest. The Ross family and the crew in blue at City hope you and your loved ones have a merry Christmas and a warm holiday season. City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning thanks you for letting them keep you in your comfort zone.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
95.7 1400 WSJM Sports.
We're at the half at Monsignor Kenny Gym at Lake Michigan Catholic. The girls portion of our girls boys doubleheader, Lake Michigan Catholic 33, Countryside Academy 13. High school basketball on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service, get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt with the Realty Executives to work for you today. Coming up on Friday night, more high school basketball as St. Joe entertains Mattawan in a girls boys doubleheader out of the Southwest Michigan Athletic Conference West Division. We'll have that for you Friday night beginning at 5:45 here on WSJM Sports. Lake Michigan Catholic opened the ball game on an 11-0 run. They haven't looked back. They lead it by 20 here at the half. We'll take a break. We'll come back and take a look at the halftime stats. Score at the half, Lake Michigan Catholic 33, Countryside Academy 13 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Rich Brandt and Terry Halsey from Insurance Management Service, representing Auto Owners Insurance.
We give back to our community in a lot of different ways. We just feel that it's the right thing to do.
It's important that we support our school districts. It leads into that next generation to hopefully give back as well.
It's amazing how we receive back so much more than what we actually give.
IMS and Auto Owners Insurance Company are committed to community service. Both have been serving our community for more than 100 years.
IMS Insurance Management Service.
Zilke Homes and Improvement. Zilke Homes and Improvement in Bridgeman is your local Kohler showroom, where you'll find the complete package from design, quality products, and installation services. We coordinate your entire project from start to finish. Stop by our showroom Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and let's get planning your bathroom, shower, or kitchen remodel project today. You've waited long enough for this. Now's the time to just do it. Stop in today.
It seems as if 2018 has come and gone in the blink of an eye. Hello, this is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. As we approach the holiday season, we feel it is important to express our gratitude to our partners, donors, and generous community, and to wish them a Merry Christmas and a safe and prosperous New Year. From all of us here at Gateway, thank you. To learn more about Gateway Services, go to gatewayvro.com.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
The halftime score, Lake Michigan Catholic 33, Countryside Academy 13. Lake Michigan Catholic being paced by Caroline Mayota and Emily Lage, each with 9 points on the night. Maggie Tidy's got 8 for Countryside Academy. They're being paced by Talaysia Jenkins. Talaysia's got 8 points on the night. We'll take a break. When we come back, we've got the second half. Our score at the half, Lake Michigan Catholic 33, Countryside Academy 13. The second half is coming up after this word from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Ready for battle, uniform safety, and pixelot explosion. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. That time is here once again. No, not the holidays, but that time where high school basketball cheering sections across the state get ready to show their enthusiasm and their sportsmanship in the MHSAA's 8th Annual Battle of the Fans created by the Association Student Advisory Council. Last year, the modified format got more schools involved in a deeper way.
One, we got to keep more schools in the competition longer, so we have 9 schools that get to move on from the first round. And on top of that, we've got to see them in action over a 2-week period instead of just the one night that we visit them on the game night. So now we visit them on a game night, and we get to see them in action for 2 weeks. So we get a better picture of what their student section is all about.
Andy Freshour of the MHSEA oversees the Student Advisory Council. Schools entering this year's battle have until January 12th to submit a 3-minute video making their case, and the Student Advisory Council will whittle the entries down to 9 schools for 2 weeks of social media challenges before 3 finalists are selected that SAC members and MHSAA staff will visit on a game night. Social media input in mid-February will assist the SAC in selecting a champion, which will be announced on February 22nd and honored in March at the MHSAA Boys Basketball Semifinals in East Lansing. The Herd from Buchanan High School in Southwest Michigan is the defending Battle of the Fans champion. You can follow the battle from the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to boys basketball forward Romeo Weems of New Haven High School, who had 34 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 blocks in a win over St. Clair Shores Lakeshore last week, a game you can watch an archive of now for free on MHSAA TV. And Molly Davis, who scored 31 points to lead Midland Dow past Freeland in girls basketball action. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
As the basketball season comes into full swing, we want to take a quick look at some of the topics that have been at the forefront for our schools and officials. Our primary focus is always the safety of our student athletes. And while some of our uniform requirements are technical in nature, a point of emphasis this year concentrates on the potential hazards that loose strings and extensions can create. Rolled waistbands have been interpreted as legal as long as there are no exposed drawstrings and they comply with logo restrictions. Players may wear headbands composed of soft material. They can be tied as long as the loose extensions or tails are tucked back into the headband. Because they wrap around the entire head, headbands are distinguished from hair control devices, which have their own requirements and restrictions.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. When the MHSAA began its school broadcast program 10 years ago, it was done with the intention of giving students hands-on experience with producing and announcing sporting events. But this year, there has been an explosion appearing on the MHSAA TV website and the NFHS network using the network's automated production solution, Pixalot. In the past 2 years, the number of Pixalot units in the state of Michigan total over 70 at over 50 schools. And this week alone, we'll deliver to MHSAA TV viewers over 250 events. It just makes sense. While traditional SVP programs provide great opportunities, crews can only get to so many games. Pixalot now allows that basketball tripleheader to be covered, or that wrestling quad, or that big competitive cheer invitational. All the school has to do is load the schedule into the system. So the future of high school broadcasting is here, and it's not in national broadcasts like those on the Alphabet family of networks, profiling and exploiting high-powered teams and college recruits, but in local broadcasts of everyday kids in local rivalries, reaching displaced local fans around the world. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
High school basketball tonight on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Ritter Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Phil McDonald back at Monsignor Kenny Gym at Lake Michigan Catholic. Girls portion of our girls-boys doubleheader. We begin the third quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic leads Countryside Academy 33-13. And Lake Michigan Catholic has the basketball to begin the second half on the alternate possession. Stop at the Caroline Miota. Bring it to the right side. Get it to Elena Prose in the right wing. Three-point jumper rolls out. No good. Rebound put back up. And that is no good for Maggie Tidy. Loose ball rebound comes out to Miota. Get it to Prose right wing. Three-point jumper. That's off the mark. No good. And the rebound is out of bounds off of Lake Michigan Catholic. It will go to Countryside Academy. The Cougars with the basketball. They trail it 33-13. Just underway here in the third quarter at Lake Michigan Catholic. Washington will jog it up over the timeline, hemmed in, pass out high is intercepted, and a foul on Countryside trying to get it back. Cougars foul is on Wynesha Washington. That's her first, team's first of the half. Lake Michigan Catholic will inbound along the far sideline at midcourt. Maggie Tidy to toss it in. She'll get it to Caroline Miota. Bounce it to Emily Lage, left side of the lane. Lost out of bounds. Last touch by Lake Michigan Catholic. It'll go to Countryside Academy. So the Cougars with the basketball looking for their first points of the second half. Just underway, not quite a minute gone here in quarter number three. Pass to the right side was intended for Tori Clayton. That's out of bounds. Last touch by Countryside. It'll go back to Lake Michigan Catholic. Lakers the basketball, they lead it 33-13, 1 minute gone here in quarter number three. Emily Lage on the left side of the lane will lean in, lay it up, no good. And the rebound to Countryside Academy. Jonas, get it to Washington. Right side, pass, tipped away, loose on the floor. We've got a jump ball and the alternate possession will keep it with Countryside Academy. On the dead ball, Carolyn Deneau will check in once again for the Cougars. They'll inbound along the baseline on the offensive end. A little more than a minute gone here in the third quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic leads at 33-13. Inbound pass comes to Pullen. Get it out high, intercepted by Lake Michigan Catholic. Driving the lane, laying it up, good. Caroline Miota. Miota leading all scorers now with 11 points. It's 35-13, Lake Michigan Catholic. Their biggest advantage of the night so far. Pass along the left side for Countryside Academy is lost on the floor, picked up by Lake Michigan Catholic, and once again, here come the Lakers. Left side of the lane, Nario, down low, Lage. Emily will lay it up with the left hand, rolls out, no good. Rebound comes out to Countryside. Wynesha Washington will get it up over the timeline. Washington dribbles out high as she brings it to the right side. Picked up defensively by Miota. Tossed it to the left side. Pass was intended for Carolyn Deneau. Too high for her to go up and get. Turnover is going to give it back to Lake Michigan Catholic. And a substitution for Countryside Academy is Talasia Jenkins. Will re-enter the lineup. Talasia leading the Cougars with 8 points tonight. 35-13, Lake Michigan Catholic the lead. And the basketball. Miota in between the circles, bounces the left side to Tidy. Not along the baseline, the pass is lost out of bounds off of Lake Michigan Catholic. It goes back to Countryside. The Cougars the basketball, they trail it 35-13, 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Jenkins brings it to the left side. Pass down into the paint is intercepted by Tidy. Maggie away with it down the right sideline. She'll drive it in from there. Off-balance jumper right side of the lane is good. Maggie Tidy, her first bucket of the half. She's got 10 points. It's 37-13 Catholic. Countryside Academy up over the timeline. Deneau from the left side. Three-point jumper, no good. Off the back of the rim. Loose ball rebound comes to Deneau. Free throw line jumper, that's no good. And the loose ball rebound, Nario for Lake Michigan Catholic to Prose. Into the offensive end. Lay up, no good for Miota. Scrambles for her own rebound. She got to put up a shot, no good, but she's fouled on the way up. And the Countryside foul is on Talasia Jenkins. And unfortunately, that's going to be number four on Talasia. Countryside Academy can ill afford to have her foul out. First free throw for Miota is good. Caroline now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. She got 12 points. Substitution for Lake Michigan Catholic, Hayden Starr will check back in for Coach Joe Jarvie. Second free throw is good for Miota. Caroline now with 13 points on the night. 39-13. Lake Michigan Catholic the lead. And Countryside Academy the basketball, but a steal at midcourt. Stolen back by Countryside. Wynesha Washington get it right side to Chalicia Hughes. Hughes pass out high to Washington. Three-point jumper is deflected. Loose ball picked up by Starr for Lake Michigan Catholic. DePros right side, drives it in, will lay it up, and no, but she's fouling the shot. Elena's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Countryside Academy foul is on Carolyn Deneau. For Carolyn, her first, team second of the half. First free throw for Pros, no good. One more coming up for Elena Junior. She's got 6 points tonight. In between the free throws, Joe Jarvie going back to the bench. Grace Stockdale will re-enter the lineup for Lake Michigan Catholic. Second free throw for Pros. Off the side of the rim, no good. And out of bounds off the shot. It's going to go to Countryside. On the dead ball substitution for the Cougars, Tori Clayton will re-enter the lineup. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic up 39-13. Countryside Academy with the basketball. Cougars up over the timeline. Pass into the paint is intercepted by Lake Michigan Catholic. Hayden Starr away with it. Quickly down the right side. Looks to split a couple of defenders. Drives the lane. Lays it up. No good, but a foul on the shot. That's going to send Starr to the free throw line to shoot a couple for Catholic. And the Countryside Academy foul. Looks like that's going to be on Caroline Pullen. It'll be her third. Team's fourth of the half. And at the free throw line for Lake Michigan Catholic, Hayden Starr. First one bounces out, no good. She's now 1 of 3 from the stripe. In between the free throws, Emily Jonas re-enters the lineup for Countryside Academy. Second free throw coming up for Hayden Starr, the junior. This one bounces out, no good. And the rebound tipped around, picked up by Countryside Academy. Now we've got a tie-up. And actually a foul on Lake Michigan Catholic going for the steal. LMC fouls on Maggie Tidy. That'll be her first. Team's first of the half. Halfway through the third quarter. 4 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Lake Michigan Catholic 39. Countryside Academy 13. Cross court pass right side to Clayton. She's picked up by Tidy defensively. Three-point jumper deflected. Loose ball picked up by Starr. And here comes Lake Michigan Catholic. Hayden down the right side, leave it along the baseline for Stockdale. Now dump it down low to Starr, box right side, jumper in and out, no good, and the rebound comes out to Countryside Academy. Washington to get it up over the timeline. In between the circles, picked up by Miota defensively. Pass to the left wing is intercepted by Lake Michigan Catholic. Elena Pros will drive it in, lay it up, and good. Elena Pros, the steal and the finish. Give her 8 points on the night. It's 41-13, Lake Michigan Catholic. Countryside Academy with the basketball. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass to the top of the key. He'll get it to Hughes. Chalicia into the middle, the midcourt circle. To Washington. Her pass along the far sideline is lost out of bounds. It's off of Countryside Academy. It goes back to Lake Michigan Catholic. And the Cougars set to bring Talasia Jenkins back into the lineup. She'll have to watch herself now. She's got the 4 personal fouls. She leads Countryside Academy with 8 points. Caroline Miota get it right wing to Stockdale. Back along the baseline, down low, layup right-handed. Maggie Tidy, good. Down the right side of the lane. Maggie's got 12 points tonight. 43-13 is the Lake Michigan Catholic lead. Countryside Academy, the basketball. Right side of the lane, Jonas loses it on the floor, picked up by Tidy. She's got a breakaway. She'll drive it all the way in, lay it up and good. Maggie Tidy, 6 points in the quarter, 14 on the night. It's 45-13, Lake Michigan Catholic. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lakers open the ball game on an 11-0 run. Haven't looked back since. Free throw line jumper is no good for Emily Jonas. Rebound comes out to Catholic. Star bring it all the way down the right side of the lane. A little hook shot up, no good. Jonas the rebound for Countryside Academy. And we're going to have a jump ball. Lake Michigan Catholic trying to get it back. Alternate possession will give it to the Lakers. Joe Jarvie on the dead ball goes to the bench. Emily Lage will re-enter the lineup for Catholic. Maggie Tidy to toss it in. Bounce it down low, left side. Lage will lay it up and good. Emily Lage now with 11 points tonight. 47-13 is the Catholic lead. Countryside Academy, the basketball. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. The girls' portion of our girls-boys doubleheader here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM. St. Joseph Benton Harbor out high. It's Talasia Jenkins for the Cougars. Left side, three-point jumper is off the mark for Chalisa Hughes, and it's out of bounds, and it goes to Catholic. Lakers up 47-13. The inbound in the backcourt uncontested. Before they do, Adriana Nerio will check back into the lineup for the Lakers. Minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic leads it 47-13. Emily Lage from the right side will lean in. Take the back. That was Star leans in. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and good. Hayden Starr, nice job to follow her shot. She's got 3 points tonight. And it's 49-13, Lake Michigan Catholic. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Jenkins has it in between the circles. Goes left side to Hughes. Three-point jumper, no good. Hits the rim and up over the backboard. Hit the support. And it's out of bounds back to Lake Michigan Catholic. Lakers up 49-13 with the basketball. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Nerio, bounce it left side of the lane. Lage, Emily will turn, lay it up, no good. Second attempt is up and good. Emily Lage followed the shot. 13 points for Emily, and it's 51-13 Catholic. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Deep three-point jumper, left wing, no good for Chalicia Hughes. Lake Michigan Catholic to rebound. Lage up over the timeline to Nerio. Left wing pros. Open three-point jumper is off the back of the rim, no good. Lage the offensive rebound, loses it on the floor, and it's picked up by Countryside Academy. 4 seconds to go, 3 seconds. That's going to do it for the third quarter of play. We'll take a break. We played three at Lake Michigan Catholic. The score, Lake Michigan Catholic 51, Countryside Academy 13 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
At Relief Chiropractic, relief equals freedom. Here's Dr. Mead.
At Relief Chiropractic, we're more than just your typical chiropractic center. We are a wellness center as well. Our goal here is to help people find freedom from pain. Relief equals freedom, and that freedom is from the pain that you feel.
Freedom from restriction, freedom from pain, freedom from medications. That's Relief Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Call 408-0303. That's 408-0303.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda. You know, the last 2 months of the year, we usually sell more trucks than any other time of the year. And that's probably because of tax time, maybe because of deer hunting. Maybe a guy wants a fresh vehicle for going through the snow, four-wheel drive, or whatever. So we've ordered extra units for this time of year because our sales are so good at this time. So if you want to see huge inventory of Ram trucks, Ford trucks, Jeeps, SUVs, we sure have great selections. So if you're interested in a vehicle before the end of the year, please come and see me. You might be glad to hear.
1400 WSJM Sports.
Phil McDonald back at Monsignor Kenny Jim. One more quarter to play in this girls boys doubleheader. Lake Michigan Catholic 51, Countryside Academy 13. High school basketball on WSJM Sports is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pearl Brokers. Expect the best in service, get the best. Whether buying or selling, put Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives to work for you today. Countryside Academy will have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter on the alternate possession. One more quarter to play. Lake Michigan Catholic leads at 51-13. Jenkins has it along the near sideline. Lost it out of bounds. Knocked out by Lake Michigan Catholic. So it's going to stay with Countryside. The Cougars to inbound in front of their own bench. Just underway fourth quarter. And Catholic leads at 51-13. Inbound pass will come to Jonas. Top of the key, Jenkins. She's picked up by Pros defensively. Now to Washington in the left wing. Back to Jenkins. Cross-court pass right side is knocked out of bounds off Catholic. It is going to stay with Countryside Academy. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Lake Michigan Catholic leads it 51-13. Countryside Academy to inbound along the near sideline. Get it in the corner right side. Three-point jumper pulling, no good. Rebound is out of bounds off of Countryside. It will go to LMC. Lakers to inbound along the baseline in the backcourt uncontested. Countryside back into their half-court defense. Catholic leads it 51-13. Toss left side to Grace Stockdale. Stockdale along the baseline right side. Milanowski jumper is no good. And the loose ball rebound picked up by Pullen for Countryside Academy. Looking to run with it. Ball tipped away and it's picked up by Starr. Here comes Lake Michigan Catholic. Hayden right side. Hook shot no good. Rebound put back up by Catholic's Emily Lage. No good, but she's fouled on the way up. Emily's going to go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws. Countryside Academy fouls on Tori Clayton, her first, team's fifth. Emily Lage at the line to shoot two. She's got 13 points on the night. First free throw rolls out, no good. One more coming up for Emily, the junior. Before the next free throw, substitution for Countryside Academy, Wainisha Washington will re-enter the lineup for the Cougars. Lage with one more free throw coming up. And this one bounces out, no good. Lane violation on Countryside Academy. So Emily's going to get that second free throw back. 7:04 to go in the game. Lake Michigan Catholic leads at 51-13. Lage's free throw rolls around and out. Loose ball rebound picked up by Lage. Goes baseline left side. She's denied. Get it left side to the top of the key. Around the perimeter on the right side, Stockdale. Has it in the right wing. Top of the key, Nario. Left side just inside the arc. Jumper no good for Sarah Milanowski. And the loose ball rebound pulled down by Catholic to Nario. At the top of the key. Stockdale from the right wing. Wants to drive. Sees denied. Back to Nario just outside the free throw line. Jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Countryside the rebound. Jenkins up over the timeline. Now has it in between the circles. She'll toss it right side to Washington. Three-point jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Pulling the rebound. Put back is good. Caroline pulling her first bucket of the night. She's got two. It's 51-15. Lake Michigan Catholic. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Milanowski near the corner left side, hemmed in, leaves it left side of the lane for Lage. Emily, free throw line extended left side. Jumper is no good, gets her own rebound. Bounce it down on the box right side, spinning layup, no good. Starr lays the rebound, put back up. That's no good. Starr, another attempt, that's no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Catholic. It will go to Countryside Academy. High school basketball on WSJM Sports, brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store, offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, a quarter mile north of I-94, exit 16. Countryside Academy, the basketball, Washington near the right corner. Three-point jumper is no good. Stockdale, the rebound for Lake Michigan Catholic. Ball tipped away, she gets it back. Not quite sure if Coach Joe Jarvie alerted his parents. If so, they may be listening online down at Gulf Shores, Alabama on WSJMSports.com. If they are, I want to say hello to the Jarvies. Lake Michigan Catholic will lose it in the offensive end, picked up by Countryside Academy. And if Sister Mary Ann is listening on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, want to say hello to Sister this evening as well. Good to see her at Mass on Sunday, as always. 5 minutes to go in the game. 51-15 is the Lake Michigan Catholic lead. Countryside Academy, the basketball. Jenkins, free throw line extended left side. Picks up the dribble. Outlet pass will go to Washington. Back to Jenkins, top of the key. Three-point jumper. Got it! Delaja Jenkins got a nice three-point shot. She's got 11. 51-18, Catholic to lead in the basketball. Coming up on 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Pass down low, box left side. Hayden Starr will turn, lay it up and good. Hayden's got five. It's 53-18, Lake Michigan Catholic. Under 4.5 minutes to go in the game. The boys' portion of our doubleheader yet to come here at Monsignor Kenny Gym. Washington, corner right side for Countryside Academy to get it to Jenkins, and she'll bring it back to the top of the key. Picked up defensively by Tidy. Has it near the midcourt circle. Now to the free throw line. Pulling, spinning jumper, rolls out, no good. Tidy the rebound for Lake Michigan Catholic. One-on-one, she'll drive the right side of the lane, lay it up, no good, but she's fouling the shot. Carolina Pullen got her. That is her third. It'll be the sixth on Countryside Academy. The foul sends Maggie Tidy to the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 14 points tonight. First free throw is good for Maggie. One more coming up for the sophomore. In between the free throws, Phoenix Pryor will re-enter the lineup for Countryside Academy. And for Lake Michigan Catholic, Adriana Nerio will re-enter the lineup. Second free throw for Maggie Tidy. Bounces off the back of the rim, no good. And Talasia Jenkins, the defensive rebound for Countryside Academy. Toss it right side of the lane to Washington. Wynesha comes back out to Jenkins. Jenkins at the top of the key, picks up the dribble. She's double-teamed, bounce it left side to Hughes. Outlet pass stolen away by Lake Michigan Catholic. Mayota will get it right side of the lane. Lage will lay it up and good. Emily Lage has got 15 points tonight. 56-18 is the Lake Michigan Catholic lead. Countryside Academy, the basketball, 3:20 to go in the game. Free throw line, jumper, Countryside Academy. That's Emily Jonas, no good. Lake Michigan Catholic, the rebound. They'll lose it out of bounds along the far side, and the turnover is going to give it back to Countryside. 3:10 to go in the game. Lake Michigan Catholic, as we mentioned, opened the ball game on an 11-0 run and haven't looked back. They lead it 56-18, now 3 minutes to go in the game. Washington, corner right side. She's picked up by Milanowski defensively. Get it to Jenkins. Talasia, in between the circles. Caroline Mayota picks her up defensively. Get it left side, Hughes. Back to Jenkins. Jenkins, right side, Washington. Thought about a three, instead she'll get it back out to Jenkins. Coming up on 2.5 minutes to go. Free throw line, jumper is no good for Jonas, and the follow is up and good for Wynesha Washington. Washington's got 4 points, 56-20. It's the Lake Michigan Catholic lead. Lakers the basketball, 2:20 to go in the game. On the right side, Grace Stockdale loses it on the floor. It's picked up by Catholic. Feed down low, Milanowski leaning jumper, no good. And the rebound, loose on the floor, picked up by Catholic. Jumper, no. Milanowski, second attempt, got it, and a foul. Sarah Milanowski, the bucket. She'll be at the line looking to complete the three-point play. And the foul on Countryside Academy. Looks like it's on Wynesha Washington. Wynesha, her second. Team's seventh. Sarah Milanowski at the line, looking to complete the three-point play. Free throw, rolls off the back of the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound comes to Countryside Academy. Jonas with it. To Jenkins, dribbling in the left wing, picks up the dribble, cross-court pass, right side. Washington, three-point jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound comes out to Lake Michigan Catholic. Tidy, outlet to Stockdale, down the right side of the lane, lays it up, it rolls out, no good. Rebound Jenkins for Countryside Academy. Cougars the basketball, they trail it 58-20, coming up on 1.5 minutes to go in the game. Jenkins out high, picked up by Mayota defensively. Goes left side to Hughes, three-point jumper off the mark, no good. And the rebound off of Lake Michigan Catholic. It will stay with Countryside. The Cougars to inbound along the baseline in the offensive end. And it comes out near the hash mark right side. Jenkins will look to drive the lane. The arcing jumper off the top of the iron, no good. And it's just the top of the backboard, no good. Rebound comes out to Lake Michigan Catholic. And Caroline Mayota will drive it coast to coast, lay it up and good. Caroline with 15 points on the night. 60-20 is the Catholic lead, their biggest advantage of the night. And 1 minute to go in the game. Jenkins bounces it to the free throw line to Jonas. She's double-teamed, gets it back out to Jenkins at the midcourt circle. Looks to drive, now left side to Hughes. Three-point jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Loose ball rebound is fought for. We've got a whistle and a tie-up. Jump ball, alternate possession, gives it to Catholic. Now 40 seconds to go in the game. Mayota to jog it up over the timeline for the Lakers. Denario. Feed down low, Milanowski all alone, lays it up and good. Sarah Milanowski's got 4 points on the night. 62-20, Lake Michigan Catholic the lead, Countryside Academy the basketball. Now 15 seconds to go in the game. Jenkins out high, looks to drive, she's denied, tries it again. And we're gonna have a foul on Lake Michigan Catholic. Be a shooting foul. Laker foul is on Caroline Mayota, her third. Only the second on the Lakers in the half. Sends Talasia Jenkins to the free throw line for the first time tonight. First one too hard off the back of the iron, no good. One more coming up for Talasia, the talented freshman for the Cougars. Second free throw, bounce is out, no good. Rebound is out of bounds off the Cougars. Continuous running clock, and that's going to do things here at Monsignor Kenny Gym as time expires. Lake Michigan Catholic started strong, and they ran away with this one in the BCS White. We'll take a break. We'll come back and start to wrap things up. Final score from the House of Noise, Monsignor Kenny Gym and Lake Michigan Catholic. It's Lake Michigan Catholic 62, Countryside Academy 20 on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.